Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Everyone needs a good rest. I don't care what you do in life, you find yourselves at times needing a good rest. How many of you can say amen to that? Life is laborsome, isn't it? It doesn't matter if your work requires physical strength or intense mental energy or great emotional strain. I think all of us know what it means to be just dead tired. Physically speaking, I don't know anyone that works as hard as Ed Brandmeier. I've already told this story, so I won't tell it again. But I was talking to one of his partners, Brad Meinkoth, who's worked on a lot of projects with him. And he said, I've seen many a young man work to the ground trying to keep up with Ed. You know, an hour with Ed, for me, is a full and exhausting day. And in that hour includes a 30-minute lunch and two 10-minute breaks. I asked myself, how in the world does this guy stand to work outside in this hot weather carrying bricks by hand, and then he's still conscious enough to put the bricks together in these intense patterns without passing out or messing the pattern up? And the only answer I could come up with is, I think he's part reptilian. He really likes it out there. Well, not everyone can work that hard, and thank God there are other jobs that don't require that kind of physical strength. But here's another example of exhausting work in my book. I happened to catch a TV show on where a neurosurgeon was operating on conjoined twins. They not only shared parts of their skull, but they also shared their brains were attached as well. And the doctor who was going to perform this incredible surgery was saying, even with all the advanced imaging that they had, and they had the best of the best, he said, you really don't know what you're dealing with until you actually open them up and see what's inside. It took all of his education, all of his experience, incredible, intense focus, and a huge amount of time to finish the surgery. And thank God it was a success. The surgery lasted for 17 hours. Can you imagine that kind of intricate work that long? Physical and mental work can be completely draining on you. But those aren't the only vocations that leave us weary. What about those who invest themselves emotionally? Counselors and therapists deal with trauma and mental illness on a regular basis. They listen to horrendous stories of abuse and anguish, and they know that every single word they say has to be carefully measured and appropriately spoken so that their clients can gain the tools they need to overcome things like anxiety and depression. It's hard to turn that off when you've been doing it all day. We could go around the room, I'm sure, and gain some great appreciation for all that you do. You know, there's actors memorizing thousands of words and then having to perform those that they've memorized flawlessly. Engineers are always solving complex problems with systems and mechanical parts. Teachers are always working to master their subjects in order to pass down important information, and then in the classroom, often have to master their subjects, if you get my drift. They get it. Are you tired? Yeah. One reason I'm so thankful to God is that He commands us to rest. For some people, that's harder than it sounds. Some folks are just going to work and work and work until they drop. I'm not sure that's the best way to live a healthy life. When God created the cosmos, there's a task. He did it in 6 days. And on the seventh day, he rested. And that became the pattern that he would set for his creation. Did God need the rest? The psalmist tells us in Psalm 121, verse 4, indeed, he who watches over Israel neither sleeps nor slumbers. But he knew, even before human beings hit the dirt, sin would make their work hard, frustrating, and exhausting. We all agree, don't we, that rest is necessary for our health and proper function and crucial to us becoming recharged. What does the doctor tell you after an injury, a serious illness, or a surgery? Make sure you get some rest. Good advice. You know how important rest is to your recovery. And it was out of God's immense love for creation, God commanded us to rest. Maybe what I'm saying so far just seems like, duh, so obvious. But I'd like you to consider another side of rest. That is spiritual rest, which I believe also impacts our bodies as well as our souls. How do you find rest when you're fighting with your children and you feel like you're losing them to a world that would just as soon destroy them? How do you find rest when you and your spouse have dug yourselves into separate foxholes because you're having a disagreement about how to raise your children, or personal finances, or how much time you spend away from the home? How do you find rest when you live next door to a neighbor who is combative and argumentative? How do you find rest when you've said or done something offensive to your family, your spouse, your neighbor, and the guilt is simply wearing you out? How do you find rest when you can't let go of a grudge, jealousy, envy, greed? How do you find rest when you feel that whatever situation you're in is absolutely hopeless? If you've ever experienced one or more of these situations, you know how permanently wearying that can be. Can you find rest? Why is it we fail to find rest in so many situations, and yet we keep going back to the same remedies? Children get it, they know. When they can't find a remedy, they seek help. But adults, what is it? Pride? We conclude, I'll figure this out. I'll get to the bottom of this. But isn't that what Jesus was saying when he said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you've hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. In God's economy, I think I want to be a child rather than an adult. Children, literally and figuratively, who don't have the understanding of the nuances of life are the ones to whom God reveals those spiritual things. Brothers and sisters, we are so limited in our understanding. You ask the smartest person who has studied the mysteries of the universe, and they'll usually tell you that now they know just exactly how much they don't know. And what they don't know is enormous. So there is an authority we can rely on, who does know the mysteries of the universe because he was there at creation, and the incredible intricacies of the human spirit because he made us. That's Jesus. And he says, all things have been handed over to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son but the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. It is this Jesus who says to us and to all, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Spiritual rest, which I believe invades every aspect of our lives, mental, physical, emotional, begins when we recognize our limitations and our fallenness. The Holy Spirit then is able to turn us toward Christ, where we receive his loving, calming, and perfect rest for our bodies and souls. Now the Sabbath rest that God commands isn't a time just to veg out, as we often say. But if you continually use your Sabbath for relaxation and recreation, neglecting to come to Christ who offers true spiritual rest through the hearing of his word and through the giving of his sacrament, the weariness of life we experience will follow us. I don't care where you go, however nice the resort may be, how green the golf course is, how beautiful the beach, or how fun the amusement park. When the fun is over, our weariness remains without Christ. The only way to find rest, spiritual rest, is to receive Christ's offer to come to him, to meet him where his word is proclaimed and his healing balm of forgiveness is applied. As we receive his gifts, we receive true spiritual rest. The place where our anger, hatred, hurt, greed, envy, and pride is forgiven. And in him, then, we are truly recreated. You have come to him today to acquire that rest. So may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.